100 word stories.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon. I'm doing the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And part of that podcast is a weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. Now, I don't do all the marketing and posting and cross-posting and all sorts of shameless self-promotion because I consider that to be pestering, which pester is the topic of this 100 word stories weekly challenge. Yeah, we could get all sorts of hits and likes and faves, and the attention economy is garbage. Just do things for the love of it, and if the money follows, good. And if it gets in the way of doing stuff for money, don't do this. But if you enjoy it as a hobby, do it as a hobby. Although you can sell all your stuff to the highest bidder, you can do that too. Do whatever you want. It's your stuff. Anyway, I've rambled enough. Sometimes I just want to strangle that. Well, I'm not going to say the name because it'll just activate again. Anyway, here's the stories.
Hiya, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called A Big Ask. We realised, shortly after asking for the pillows, that he wasn't the big bad wolf after all. We could just ask him for things. For many of us, used to pestering parents for bits, this was better than at home. We were seemingly getting every desire granted. It was the natural next step, really, and this time I was nominated spokesperson. It was a wish we all shared. I thought long and hard about choosing my moment, but then just blurted it out when he came down the next morning. Can we come out of the basement, please? Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Those you posters, you must apply, you must, you. Wear something proper, speak correctly. You don't want to sound like a moron, do you? No, but he didn't want to be pestered all day long about a job he didn't want either. Look at that. The future of our nation. That poster says it all. Aren't you proud? He was annoyed. Proud? No. So, he spent the whole night slashing them. The scandal. That's how the I'm Not an Asset movement started. 100 years later, employees were still an asset in the worst possible way. He went from annoyed to angry, murderously angry. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my stories this evening are called Driven to Distraction and the Big Board. My wife is a family nurse practitioner. Damn good one, IMHO. Early in all FNP careers is the lure of the prescription pad, the power to be a mini drug cartel, the perks. In the old days, lavish amounts of food delivered by perky drug reps. Enough Chinese takeout to choke a bull moose, and industry itself, in the veiled cover of a lecture presentation, where samples are shelled out like gumballs. At some point, the lure fades. This is driven by how most patients will pester them to death to get at the goodies. Yes, the lure fades. Second story. There are few scoreboards in the country that bring a deeper reverence than the scoreboard in Wrigley Field. Watch the crowd after every major play. All eyes turn inward, and in a beat, all eyes at the scoreboard. In Chicago, it isn't real until it's on a scoreboard. The coolest part of the board is knowing every change in a game, near or far, is shown on 35-pound plates turned by hand. In the age of electronics, keeping score by hand gives considerable charm to the Wrigley experience. My dad was born in the shadow of that nearly century-old scoreboard. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 529. Gosh, I'm so dyslexic, I don't know what the deal is. It's number 925 with the prompt of Pester. So here is my story. They all followed Lamilly Amanda across the meadow. Sabrina alone sneered, "That is so stupid. How can you be pestered by people using your given name?" Lonely Amanda's cheeks reddened. "It's not stupid. Everyone should have the right to be called what they want." Just then, high-pitched barking stole their attention. They all turned to see a little brown and beige dog that looked as much like an Ewok running toward them. It was then that Bilbert saw the black knights climbing from the sinkhole. Bamilda clapped her hands and shouted, "Good dog, Mr. Trump! Everyone, get the black knights!" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I have one of those cards in my window, politely asking religious callers, salespeople, canvassers, and politicians not to pester me. It makes no difference, of course. Either people can't read or choose to ignore my wishes. That's just rude. So, I have no qualms about backing up my request with machine guns, machetes, and the pit of spikes beneath the welcome mat, should anyone choose to press their luck. What's more, nobody can say they weren't warned. It's all covered in full, there, at the bottom, in the fine print. Although, you probably didn't bother to read that, either.
Good morning, it's Richard, and not so much of a story this morning, more a complaint or a moan. It's called Leave Me Alone. Internet ads don't bother me. Neither does spam email, mainly because I rarely see either. All taken care of thanks to decent ad blocking software and spam filters. Internet bliss. The same can't be said for my computer desktop. It seems that every app and program feels the need to bombard me with nag screens on startup, shutdown, and random intervals during use. If I want to upgrade, subscribe, or trial new software, then I'll do so. I don't need you to pester me constantly. In fact, the more you hassle me, the less inclined I am to do it. There you go. Point made. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
If I sit on the sofa for more than a minute, my cat runs to the sofa and jumps on me. Claws out. Not good. She will cling to my shoulder or circle a bit before laying in my lap. It makes it hard to type or reach the remote or a beverage. So I say, "Get down!" and shove her aside. She scampers off for a bit, then comes back. This repeats until I put out treats or whipped cream on a plate. She'll eat, then find somewhere to nap, usually on my lap, repeating the cycle once again.
And there you have it. 100-word stories about the topic of pester. Now, I'm not going to pester you to go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and leave comments, because the more you pester, the less things people are bound to do. Instead, just do what you want to. Go ahead. Do whatever. And if you enjoy it, enjoy it. If you want to leave a tip, well, I don't think I have a tip jar. So, too bad. Instead, give it to someone who needs it. I mean, I'm doing this from a lovely home now, in a nice living room with a pretty decent system. Although it's 3 years old, I'm thinking of replacing it. But still, it runs pretty well, on a pretty big TV that I'm thinking about getting an even bigger TV. Got an automatic ice maker that doesn't exactly dispense, so we're going to switch out the fridge with one that does. It's nice to live in those conditions. It really is. And I'm grateful for it. No, I'm not. I'm a whiny little spoiled bitch. But if you need a fridge, well, you can have the old one. It's not that old, really. I mean, it's a Kenmore. It's supposed to be reliable, but the ice dispenser is a mess. I guess they designed it badly. Whatever. Next topic is crack. So, do your stories, have fun, and I'll see you tomorrow with some more stories on the feed. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.